looking at what the proper role is of agency chief information officers. This is the third time they've done this since 2004. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller here to talk about why this continues over and over again. It's the same thing. It's another one of these deals.
It is, but it's a different type of deal. It's not a why we have these same problems. It's this is a federal official who's mm-hmm. in charge. This is a federal official who is a senior. I mean, that's they call them CXOs for a reason.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of them. Chief acquisitions, chief financial, chief human capital. This is a major player in the agencies. Yet here we are 15 years after the Clinton-Cohen Act becomes law, and we're still debating this. And there is a lot of debate about it. Are they front office? Do they deal with only strategic issues for the agency in terms of how they use technology and how they meet their mission? Are they only back office? Do they make sure those BlackBerries run and make sure their servers and storage? Do they do a little bit of both?
Mm-hmm.
GAO, at the request of Senator Susan Collins, is studying exactly what they do, the roles and responsibilities of federal CIOs, and how they manage information and technology. GAO also is exploring the CIO's statutory responsibilities, looking at lessons learned from managing IT, and areas where actually the legislation could be revised.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty important. Remember, this is a 15-year-old law.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
It's older than FISMA, isn't it?
It is older than FISMA. FISMA's 2003, and the EGOV Act of 2003.
Yeah.
But things have changed almost as much in cyber as they have just technology more generally.
Yeah.
So what GAO is doing, they look at two things. They're talking to current CIOs, and they've been doing that for about 3 or 4 months from what I'm hearing. But they're also going to hold what they call two listening sessions at the end of March, the March 22nd and March 24th, with former federal CIOs to get their views and opinions about what can we do to change this? How can we make it better?
Mm-hmm. The conversation about this, I think, is interesting because, I talked to Norm Lorenz today, who was the CTO during the Bush administration, and he was talking, the kind of CIO that he was talking about with me, somebody who is interacting regularly as part of the policymaking at the agency, is the role that the CIOs have been looking for, wanting for a long time, but it's not spelled out like that way in Clinger-Cohen. And
well, actually, it is. In fact, Clinger-Cohen says a couple things specifically. You must answer directly to the secretary.
Okay.
You must have the authority and the responsibility to oversee IT projects, architecture, programmatic things, not necessarily oversee programs, but how IT applies the programs. Clinger-Cohen is both broad and, you know, gives the CIOs a lot of power, if you will, empowers them greatly.
Uh-huh.
What the problem is, and this is what the debate's still about, is a lot of agencies, and I would say almost all of them, have not lived up to the spirit or the intent of Clinger-Cohen.
Yeah.
If current and former CIOs are out there, I think many would agree that many don't report to the secretary.
Mm-hmm.
They report, and many are what we've seen most recently in the last maybe 2 years or so, many are reporting to a CFO. And that's highly illegal. I mean, you've heard people like Paul Brubaker and Mark Forman and others who helped write the law will jump up and down and say, this isn't not only wrong, you're breaking the law because
yeah.
you're not reporting directly to the secretary. And that's what the Clinger-Cohen says.
Okay, so forgive my mistake, but I guess you could understand why, given the structure that we're seeing, why I could make that mistake having not sat down and actually read the legislation.
I have a little of the pocket Clinger-Cohen if you want it for later.
Great. Clinger-Cohen for dummies. I'll take that home and read it this weekend.
I wasn't going to say that.
Well, you don't have to. That's all right.
Because one of the things that Senator Collins writes in her letter requesting this study, I mean, this is, you know, Susan Collins is someone who understands technology. She understands procurement.
Yeah.
And she writes in her letter to GAO asking for the study for why technology programs are still failing. 15 years into Clinger-Cohen, we're having the same problems we had in 1995 when Clinger-Cohen was being written in 2000 and 2005. They still cost too much money, and agencies are still making the same mistakes. She says the position of CIO, and this is where this comes back to, they're not equally respected across the government. CIOs lack resources, authorities, as well as, and this is also important, buy-in from top agency managers. And what I think that gets back to the original, what is the role of the CIO? Where do they sit? Do they actually have a seat at the table? Are they being kind of pushed back to the back room? And that it should be more standardized because Clinger-Cohen makes it standardized.
Mm-hmm. What's taken so long? What's the holdup? Why will agencies not recognize the structure of the law this way?
I think there's a couple things. I think it's early on, back after 1996, technology. What do we need technology for?
Right.
And then as
it's an afterthought.
Exactly.
Almost.
Now, as things moved into technology, as technology became a bigger part of your office life, of everyone's life, things that, okay, well, we still need technology, but the CIO is just dealing with making the email run or making sure there's storage or server space. And in fact, you know, I talk to CIOs about the roles all the time for my Ask the CIO show, and I'm still getting a lot of the same. You know, they're involved in and have a foot in both doors. Mm-hmm. They have a foot in the day-to-day operations and a foot on the strategic side. In fact, Malcolm Jackson is EPA CIO. He's also the assistant administrator in the Office of Environmental Information, and he discusses his role in this clip.
When I look at my CIO hat, that looks more at agency-wide IT policy and functions, looking at what type of technology do we need to have in-house, how do we want to manage information, what kind of quality or controls do we want to have around quality of that information, and ensuring we're providing the best level of information to the general public as a whole.
So, I mean, what he's saying there is, listen, a lot of what he does, he wears two hats. He has the Office of Information, Environmental Information hat, where he's an assistant administrator. So he worries about data exchange outside of the agency with state and local governments around toxicity and other chemical issues that mm-hmm. EPA worries about.
Yeah.
Now, at the same time, he has a CIO role that he's really worried about internal technology, but also how EPA presents data and external technology to the public. So he's got a lot of balls in the air, if you will, mm-hmm. and he's trying to juggle them. Other people, such as Tom Wiesner, he's Labor's deputy CIO. He answers, again, to another political appointee, very similar to Malcolm Jackson, Michael Kerr. And in this clip, Wiesner describes Kerr's role and how it impacts Wiesner's role.
And what I've found is that person being the level where he is really sets a strategic direction and ideas or where he wants the department to go in terms of IT to meet the mission and the goals. And so with that in place, it really gives me, both the previous CIO and this CIO, gives me a lot of flexibility to just execute per his direction. It gives me a lot of authority to move forward within the department and to meet with the executives and push the department forward using IT. So it's, for myself personally, it's worked out very well. And then I obviously keep the CIO and others well informed when those types of decisions and directions need that type of involvement.
And that flexibility that he's talking about there is what CIOs all over the place are just craving, isn't it?
In many ways. I mean, many have a big role in their agency. It's just how big of a role do they have, and are they able to influence the programs and how technology is being used, or are they just kind of brought to the table? Okay, we're going to do a program. This program's going to do, oh, we have technology. You can do this. I'll bring the guy in. What's his name? The CIO guy.
Mm-hmm.
We have an idea. We have a mission critical need. Okay, let's bring all the players together, not just the CFO person who has the money or the acquisition person who can get the program going through contracting, but the CIO mm-hmm. guy in or the woman to say, okay, here's what we have in place. Here's what can help. Our architecture tells us we can go in this direction, and I think that's what's missing. Yeah, Tom Wiesner has some flexibility, but he's also, you know, his CIO wears multiple hats as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, is that really the intent of Klinger Cohen, to have a CIO who is worries about administrator of management and also maybe CHCO, maybe also could worry about budget issues? I think that's where the gray line starts to expand into the black and white areas of Klinger Cohen.
We're almost out of time. Is this going to be one of those GAO studies that comes out, people read it, say, yeah, this is a good idea, and you don't hear from it until the next time they do it? Or is there some end result that we'll get out of this?
Well, it's hard to say when the GAO will come out. Probably next fall, next winter even, because these always take time. But remember, Senator Collins is looking at whether Klinger Cohen law needs to be updated. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And I think she's the type of person that understands it and can make an update happen and push it through.
All right. Federal News Radio. Jason Miller, and more maybe
online.
At some point.
We'll have more online today.
Oh, that's
today.
A great idea. Yeah. You should put it on the internet.
We'll have a link to Senator Collins' letter, uh-huh. as well as the link to the invite from GAO to some mm-hmm. of the former CIOs. So all the information, federalnewsradio.com.
And also, we have a whole nother show that is on every morning between 6 and 10, and you could do something for that show, too. That would be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be very cool. It's the Federal Drive.
That's a great name for a morning show. All right. Thank you very much, Jason
Thank
Miller.
Thank you.